I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. President Trump traveled to the southern coast of England this morning to join world leaders for the beginning of 2 days of ceremonies marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day. He read from the prayer that President Roosevelt offered on June 6, 1944, as the invasion got underway.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor.
Queen Elizabeth, herself a World War II military veteran, thanked fellow warriors.
It is with humility and pleasure, on behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
A new Pew Research Center study finds that half of adults consider fake news a major problem. Businesses are still adding jobs, but fewer than in 9 years in the month of May, according to the payroll processor ADP. I'm Rita Foley.